Lights out. What is your favorite season? Is it summer? Do you like swimming? Is it autumn? Do you love the color yellow? Is it winter? Do you like playing with snowballs? Penny's favorite season is spring. She likes colorful flowers. She likes the birds' songs. Penny's favorite month is April. April is a great month. Everything is beautiful in April. The rivers and trees, flowers and bees, colorful butterflies and amazing smells. Oh, April is really a great month. Penny is very happy in April. She is very happy from the first day to the last. Penny is lying in her bed now. She is very excited because tomorrow is April. Tomorrow is Penny's birthday, and she is giving a big birthday party. It's morning now. Penny and her mother are decorating the house. Mum, where are the balloons? They are in the drawer, dear. Where are the party whistles, Mummy? They are on the kitchen table, sweetie. Where are the party hats, Ma? They are under your bed, honey. Well, where is my birthday cake? It's a surprise. Be patient. Look at the living room. It is really great, isn't it? The party is at 8 p.m. Penny has a lot of time before the party. Now she is reading a story. She likes adventure stories. There is a bad man in the story. He is escaping from the police. He is a thief. He steals people's cars. James is a policeman. He is trying to catch the thief. James is a very good man. He is honest and helpful. Penny is reading the final pages now. James is in a dark street. He is chasing the thief. Look. The thief is coming. He is in a car. He is driving very fast. James cannot see the car. He is in danger. The car is very close to James. Penny is screaming now. Run, James, run! Luckily, the car is out of gas. The thief cannot harm James. There are a lot of policemen around the thief. He is in prison now. Everybody is safe. Penny likes the story very much. It is 7:30 p.m. Penny is waiting for her friends. She is checking everything again and again. The party hats, whistles, and balloons are ready. The music CDs and the board games are ready. The food and the drinks are ready. I am ready too. Penny's parents are going out. Her father is talking to Penny now. We are going to the cinema. Have fun with your friends. Happy birthday, my dear. This is a party for children. The parents are not allowed. It is 7:55 and Penny is very excited. Do you hear that? The doorbell is ringing. It is party time. The first guest is Lynette. She is Penny's classmate. She is a blonde girl with green eyes. She is very funny and clever. Ding dong! The second guest is Alan. He has black hair and brown eyes. He is a great dancer. Ding dong! The third guest is Jennifer. She has brown hair and blue eyes. She is good at making jokes. Ding dong! The fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and the 20th guest. There are 20 children in the house now. The children are singing, dancing, and playing games. They are having a great time. Jennifer is talking now. Let's listen to her. It is the time for the birthday cake. Penny is very curious. The birthday cake? Where is it? Don't worry, I know the place. It is locked in the dining room. The key is in my pocket. Why isn't it in the kitchen? Alan is wondering. Because it is a surprise for Penny. The cake is hidden in the dining room. She can see it in the kitchen, but she cannot see it in the dining room. Oh, that's clever. The children are laughing now. Jennifer is opening the door now. The children are very excited. Close your eyes, Penny. Jennifer and Lynette are holding Penny's hands. They are walking to the table. There is a big cake on the table. There is a photo on the table. The photo of Penny and her friends. The photo is of Penny and her friends. There are red roses on the cake. They are made of sugar. There are chairs around the table. One of them is different. There are flowers and balloons on that chair. It is like a throne. Open your eyes, Penny. Penny is very happy now. She likes the cake very much. It is great, she is shouting. There are 12 candles on the cake. Penny is turning 12 today. Make a wish. Blow out the candles in one breath. Penny is blowing out the candles now. Look, she can do it. She can blow out the candles in one breath. It is very dark in the room now. The children are clapping, jumping, and laughing. They are singing, "Happy birthday to you." Let's open the gifts. Turn the lights now. Let's open the gifts. Turn the lights on now. Lynette is trying to turn the lights on, but she cannot do it. The electricity is off. No! The children are very scared. They are afraid of the dark. Jennifer has an idea. Calm down. We can light the candles again. They are looking for a lighter now. It is very dark. They cannot see anything. 20 children are walking in a dark room. They are trying to find a lighter. One of them screams, "Help! There's somebody near me!" Lynette is crying now. She is very scared. "Who are you? Don't touch me! Go away!" Can you hear that? Someone is falling to the floor. Bam! What's going on? Who is in the room? What is this sound? The children are scared to death. They are still trying to find the lighter. It is here. Finally, Alan is holding the lighter in his hands. Now there is a dim light in the room. "Be quick, light the candles," says Penny. She is talking to Alan. He is near the table now. But wait, where is the cake? It's not on the table. There aren't any candles on the table either. The children are shocked. There is a big box on the table. There is a hole on the box. There are lots of scratches and, oh my God. There are a lot of red stains on the box and the table. What is it? Penny is wondering. I'm afraid it is blood. The children are frightened. The bam sound, the darkness, the box, the blood stains, the missing cake. What is going on? Suddenly, the room is very dark again. There is no dim light. Alan is talking now. I'm sorry, but the lighter isn't working anymore. The children are trying to make a plan. Lynette is talking to her friends now. Listen to me now. I have an idea. She cannot say another word because Penny is screaming now. Help! There's something under my foot. What is it? I'm not sure. It is soft and sticky. Jennifer is shouting too. I'm stepping on it too. What is it? The children are confused and scared. They are not shouting anymore. They are very silent. They are listening very carefully. They are trying to find a clue. Who is in the room? Something is walking quietly in the room. They can hear the quick and timid steps. The children are trying to be brave. Alan is shouting in the room now. He is talking to the stranger. Who are you? What are you doing here? Alan is trembling, but he is still talking to the stranger. I'm not afraid of you. Answer me. Who are you? The stranger isn't walking now. The children can hear his breath. They can hear his voice too. Meow. Finally, the electricity is on again. The room is not dark. It is light. The children can see everything now. There is a kitten in the room. It is very cute. The cake is all over its body. Everything is clear now. The kitten is Penny's parents' gift to Penny. It is in the box. It was in the box at the start of the party. Now the cat is out of the box. This is the reason why there were scratches on the box. The cat ate the roses on the cake. This is the reason why there are red stains on the box and the table. The cat and the cake fell on the floor. This is the reason why there was a bam sound. The floor is covered with cake. This is the wet and sticky thing under their feet. The children are laughing again. The party is going on. They are very happy because they have a kitten with them. Hey, look! Penny's parents are knocking on the door. Her father is carrying a big box. Penny is opening the box. What's wrong? She is screaming. Hey, look! She is smiling again. What is in the box? It is a Jack in the box. Her parents are laughing. Happy birthday, dear, and happy April Fool's Day.